ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ಶ್ರೀ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪಾಯ ಶ್ರೀ ದಯಾನಂದ ರೂಪಾಯ ಪರಮ ಗುರವೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೋ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಪಂಚದಶಿ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ದಿ 44th ವರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಅನಾಲಿಸಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್, ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ವಿದ್ಯಾರಣ್ಯ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಸ್ ಏಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಅಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ in terms of the pure existence, the absolute reality. As I said many times before, other people, other schools of thought who were given to this analysis of the reality, were given to the discovering the truth, they never paid any attention to this which is called existence. Even the consciousness aspect, chid aspect at least, as I said, the Bauddhas, of all the darshanikas, of all the schools of thought, the Bauddhas gave some attention to the consciousness aspect. They analyzed. Analysis has not yet come to the conclusion. They have not arrived at the conclusion of how consciousness is the absolute reality that they couldn't arrive at. Even the basic thing is nothing was there before, nothing is there now. The shunyam is a concept. Shunyam is their reality for them. They don't say anything about reality other than the shunyam. And of them, the Yogacara Bauddhas, called Kshanika Vijnana Vadis, have come to the conclusion there is a consciousness which comes and goes, fleeting consciousness, which means they mistake the manifestation of consciousness obtaining in the form of a thought as the consciousness. For them, the manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge, obtaining in him of a thought which enjoys momentary existence is for them the consciousness. Which means they cannot talk about the eternity of consciousness. They cannot talk about the all-pervasive consciousness. For them, consciousness is only a form, a thought which comes and goes. A pure, which is manifest knowledge. That's what they call it, Kshanika Vijnana. Why they could not go? Because they were independently trying, independently working to arrive at the truth. And they had their own meditative techniques. But even they talk about the samadhi and all that. When the pramanam, you need the pramanam. And they were, because we are used to pramanam now. Without the means of knowledge, how can they arrive at it? But Shastra Pramana, they negated Shastra as the Pramana. They're Nastikaha. Otherwise, for the amount of effort they have made, put in, amount of effort they made, amazing, they could arrive at the Kshanika Vijnanam, at the manifestation of knowledge, but they stuck there. They could not go beyond. But whereas the people accept Veda Pramanam, Veda Antins, they could go beyond this Kshanika Vijnanam, they could go beyond the cognition and they could see the very source of the cognition, the source of the manifestation being the pure consciousness. The reality inexplicable, indescribable and is the abstract and how the formless, attributeless, how do you arrive at? Because the every instrument which is used to know is itself is matter. The sense power or the mind or anything, any instrument, here is the matter, which is dependent on the very knowledge for its very function. Therefore, here in Shastra Pramanam, through method of negation, it helps us arrive at the very source of the manifestation of knowledge. In terms of pure consciousness, of pure knowledge. We can say the reality is implied by the term knowledge because of its nature of knowing. There's no other way. That's why Swamiji used to explain before always this expression you would have heard from me thousands of times. Because Swamiji, reality has to be understood only in terms of its nature. சொரூபத்தை வைத்துதான் பரம்பொருளை புரிந்து கொள்ள முடியும். Only in terms of its nature, reality has to be arrived at. That is why when you arrive at the reality also, in what form does it obtain? If you say it obtains only in the form of knowledge. Why? Because how do you know? Because it knows. Why does it know? Because knowing is its nature. Therefore, janati iti jnanam. Therefore, reality, the formless, attributeless, inexplicable, abstract reality is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied with the term knowledge. So, jnanam is the vastu. Knowledge is the reality. So, we add the word pure, shuddha jnanam. These other words, we use the word chaitanyam or jnanam. We use the adjective shuddham, pure, to distinguish it from the manifest knowledge. Because when this pure knowledge is not available for recognition. It is not at all available for recognition. See, only the manifest knowledge available for recognition. So cognition obtaining of a thought, which is manifestation of reality, is available in terms of cognition, in terms of knowledge. It is vritti. Whereas when the vrittis are not there, the cognitions are not, opinion of thoughts are not there, what is the source of knowledge, which is pure consciousness or pure knowledge. And if the source of conscious, the source of knowledge, cognition, they Buddhists also miss. Whereas, and this is the effort with reference to the consciousness. But existence as such, no philosopher ever make any effort to understand existence. In fact, and only in Vedanta, all the possible efforts were made, and to say existence is also equally an abstract factor, which we always, it is there in the form of existence of the world, experienced world. In him of the existence of the experiencer, existence of the experience, and existence of the experience. So the Triputi. Experiencer, experience, and the experienced world. Experienced world, the known world enjoys its existence. The knowledge, the manifest knowledge of the world, which enjoys existence, and the knower of the world also enjoys existence, means the existence is always available for understanding as the only existence enjoyed by the experiencer, the experience, and the experienced object. And this also what? Vyakta Satta, manifest existence. And this existence, you can never separate it from the Nama Rupa Karma, the form, name, and function. Inseparable. Just as no, the opaque thing is inseparable from the light. So also here, the existence is inseparable from the form, name, and function. When the form, name, and function can go, existence doesn't go. The forms go, the form is there, the existence is the presence of the form. When the form disappears, existence continues to be there with the absence of form. So existence is something, the form is present, form is absent. But existence is never presence or absence. Existence always there. with the presence, if you say something is, the form enjoys existence. The form collapses. The form is meant to go. Any form is meant to collapse. The form disappears. The form is not there. Some other form continues to exist. The form which has collapsed continued to be in some other form. Therefore, that form again exists in with a new form. Even when the completely form collapses also, existence is with the absence of one previous form, with the presence of the, is with the presence of the new form. So existence is always there. That is why existence is eternal. One, we have to really repeatedly see this fact. Existence is an independent entity. Satta, Satyam, Sat. As you know these words, Chittihi, Chaitanyam, Chit. No, we use these important words as for to mean consciousness. Whereas here, Satta or Sat or Satyam are the words used to mean existence. And this existence is independent entity which is always there, which enjoys its existence. Existence, something which is always there. One, secondless, indivisible, partless, whole, and which is always there. Always there. And all pervasively it is there. Inexplicably it is there. And this existence is, what is this existence? Only Vedantin has analyzed and arrived at the conclusion authentically without any doubt. In fact, this existence is nothing but knowledge. Existence is consciousness. Sat Chit Eva. Therefore, existence also is available for recognition when there is manifestation. The existence without the Jagat, without the Ramarupa Karmatmakam Jagat, what is this? Pure existence. But where is this pure existence? The Jagat is not there. How to understand existence is? Existence is in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. For existence without the Namarupa Karmatmakam Jagat is pure existence, and which is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And existence manifests is what? Knowledge manifests is manifest existence. They're not two, they're one and the same. So that is the Vedanta. In Vedanta, existence as independent entity has been thoroughly analyzed and also arrived at the conclusion that existence is pure consciousness. Existence is consciousness. Sat Chit Eva. Is Chit alone is in the form of Sat. That also made very clear. And this is non-refutable, non-improvable fact. Non-refutable and non-improvable fact. And therefore, Vidyaranya Swami, in his context, we are seeing in the verse number 41st to the 46th, and his focus is on helping understand this existence. And the previous verses we saw how he refuted the Nayayika. And also the Shunyavadi here mainly. In the previous verse, as we saw earlier, the Nayayika view is, for him, he talks about his own space. I mean, space is a beginningless reality for him. And then all the elements come later on. He's also given to the idea of this anus becoming together, coming together and forming molecules and becoming this gross matter. Anyway, space itself. And so here the Vidyaranya Swami's argument is, if the space itself is not perceptible. Space being one indivisible, partless whole, even though space is matter. Space is matter, no doubt. And space is object of knowledge. Space doesn't exist outside of knowledge. In fact, how to understand what is in it? How to understand the what is matter? Matter is that which is in it. that which is of the nature of inertness is matter. And how to understand what is inert? Anything which is an object of knowledge is inert. So an object of knowledge is of the nature of inertness. And anything which is of the nature of inertness is matter. So yad drishyam tad jadam, yad jadam sa prakritihi, tad prakritihi. Okay? What is that which is of the nature of inertness is matter. And that which is known is inert. It means that which is known is inert because it has no independent existence. It is dependent on the knower to come to light, their changing existence. So here we understand space also is what? An object of knowledge. Space itself is, even though space is subtlest matter, space is subtle. It is object of knowledge means it also matters. Drishyatvat jadam, jadatvat prakriti janya. Okay, it is material. And the space itself is what? Imperceptible. Because space has no attributes. Space, the eyes can see only things which reflect light. And space is not available for perception. Therefore, but still, he says that Nayayaka, that it is possible for a person to understand the space which is attributable, which is imperceptible. Similarly, it is possible for us to understand the abstract reality in terms of existence. It was the previous class, explained in the previous classes. The 44th world, you say again, when the knowledge is not manifest, the whole world is resolved, becomes unmanifest. Because existence of world is dependent on the manifestation of knowledge. So knowledge, world does not collapse, disappear. The world loses its status of being existent when it is not perceived. When there is no manifestation of knowledge in the realm of thoughts. Therefore, we say here, when there is no manifestation of knowledge, if thoughts are resolved, the world is as good as non-existent. Then, he says, when the mind is still, the mind is present in the physical body, but the mind is non-functional. The mind is non-functional. Non-functional means what? Non-functional means the vrittis do not rise. So mind cannot become dead, okay? Mind, a conscious, alive mind which is capable of functioning is there. The mind is passive. Look at tushnim, that is called tushnim sthitihi. Tushnim sthitihi means remaining silent. Okay? That is when we are silent. It's not speechlessness is not silent. Mind itself being passive. It means no thoughts rise. It's not because of effort. It is natural function of, it's the natural way of functioning of the mind. The tushnim sthitihi, the silent, when the mind is silent means what? When there is silence on the part of the mind means mind is passive. Mind is passive means all the vrittis are resolved. Vrittis are resolved means what? When the first and the foremost of the vrittis, first and the foremost of the cognitions, in terms of the knowledge, I am. Okay? I am. If it, I am is what? The knowledge of the existence of one's own self, obtaining in the form of a thought itself, a cognition, I cognition, then am cognition. I and am. Together is what now? I am cognition. The I is what? Manifestation of knowledge of the self, obtaining in the form of thought, I cognition. The first and the foremost of the cognitions, without which no other thought, no other cognition is possible. Then we can say am. So I stands for consciousness. Am stands for existence. I am. But am stands for existence. I stands for consciousness. Both are what? A manifestation of knowledge, and which is the existence also. I am. Then all other cognitions, mainly you can say, you can reduce all the cognitions. Yes, one cognitive, this is, the world is. I am, world is. Aham, asmi, jagad, asti. Jagad, asti, the world is another cognition. I'm reducing all the other possible thoughts, all other possible thoughts, perceptions, cognitions, emotions, everything into one cognition as what? The world is. Subtle and object, subtle and gross. All the vrittis, all the cognitions pertaining to all the subtle and gross objects. In one word, the world is. So these cognitions are there. This is what? Manifestation of knowledge, which is vritti jnanam. Then the world shines. The world resolves when the vrittis resolve. These vrittis resolve. When the I cognition and the am cognition, I am cognition resolves, the world is, the cognition also resolves. Then mind is passive. Okay, there's no vrittis or whatsoever. That's called what? Silence of the mind. Mind being silent. The vrittis rise, that's the noise of the mind. Vrittis resolve, silence of the mind. What becomes silent? What becomes noisy? Mind alone becomes noisy. Mind alone becomes silent. There's no other silence. If you keep quiet without talking anything, that's only sickness. Okay? That is not, you're not silent. Not speaking does not make a person silent. Silence, real silence is of the mind. The thoughts resolve, mind is silent. Thoughts rise, mind is noisy. So in deep sleep state, the mind is passive. Mind is non-functional, means all the vrittis resolve, then there is silence in front of the mind. And the tushnim, that's called tushnim stitihi. Then, according to Buddha, there's no knower, there's no knowledge, there's no known. Nothing is there. Nothing is there. Why? Because the knower also is not there for him. Whereas we have to say, the knower is, even in that state, that's why we call it a state of experience. The knower is, but without the knower qualification. In deep sleep state, knower is without the qualification of being the knower. It's exactly like a professional who is in his office. When he goes out of the house, he's there. The new qualification comes as an officer. He comes back home, he's there again as a householder. He loses his qualification of being the officer. There's not that. Similarly, the knower is without the knower qualification. Why? Because there's no knowledge I am. Therefore. But that does not mean knowledge is not there. Knowledge is there. Pure knowledge is. And who swarupam is what? Knowing. When there is no knower status, what is there? The reality as pure consciousness, as pure knowledge is. And who swarupam is knowing, whose nature is knowing. Therefore, that silence is known. Silence of the mind is known. Which is not described, discussed when the mind is silent. The mind being silent, mind being noiseless, the noiselessness, silence of the mind, the mind being, the passiveness of the mind is experienced, is known, and there is remembered. The memory is there, and that's why next day morning, You're able to recollect your experience of this. We cannot talk about the mind, silence of the mind. We cannot talk about how silent and noiseless the mind was, how the cognitions were not there, how the thoughts were not there. You can't talk about it if this was not known. Okay, you talk about the experience means there is the knower without the knower status. And that knower is the absolute knower. Why absolute knower? This knower is not dependent on any means of knowledge, any instrument of knowledge, without the sense organs, okay, without any directly. There's a knower, absolute knower. That absolute knower is consciousness. The knower of the silent mind, knower of the thoughtless mind, knower of the quiet mind. Is what is distinct from the very, very state. And that knower is the pure knowledge, pure consciousness, and which is what? It is the existence of the consciousness. Its existence of the reality is what? Existence of the consciousness. Therefore, existence is in the form of pure consciousness. That's what we see. Now we have to read the 45th verse. And he can, in two more verses, he's going to complete this. Sadbuddhirapi chennasti. Sadbuddhirapi chennasti. Mastvasya saprabhatvataha. Saprabhatvataha. Nirmanaskatva sakshitvat, sanmatram sugamam drunam, sadbuddhirapi chennasti, mastvasya suprabhatvataha. Nirmanaskatva sakshitvat, sanmatram sugamam drunam. Now he says, it is not difficult, it's a question of how to understand it. What? The existence. He says, Sadbuddhihi. Sadbuddhihi means what? The existence, the knowledge of existence. Sadbuddhihi api. Nasti chet. Nasti. Where? Nasti chet. If it is not there. Ma astu asya saprabhatvataha. See, sadbuddhi api nasti. There is no knowledge of existence also in deep sleep state. When nirmanaskatvam means Tushnim sthitihi. Nirmanaskatvam means the same. Nirmanaskatvam means what? Absence of, I mean, the passive mind. The mind being non-functional. The non-functional mind, which is as good as non-existent, is called what now? Is nirmanaskatvam. So, okay, toshnim sthitihi. The silence of the mind. The non-functional passive mind, which is silence of the mind, otherwise called nirmanaskatvam. So, the first quarter of the sentence, sadbuddhihi api nasti chet. In deep sleep state, we say, when there is knower known duality is not there, divisions are not there. there is no cognition of existence also. So according to him, there is no existence. Therefore, we have to say what? There is no existence in deep sleep state. Why? There is no cognition of existence. Existence is not understood. That is when the answer is said, no, no. Asya soprabhavatvataha. See, nirmanaskatva sakshitvat. Sanmatram. Nirmanaskatva sakshi. Don't forget here, nirmanaskatvam is there, means what? When there is nirmanaskatvam, what do we call it? Nirmanaskatvam is another word for sthitihi. What sthitihi here? Tushnim sthitihi. Summa iruttal. Tushnim sthitihi means being quiet. Being quiet means being non-functional, being inactive, being passive, being silent, being thoughtless. Okay. What is quiet here? Talk about a condition of the mind. When the function of mentation is there, but that is the state of mind. That is how the mind is. There is a time when the mind remains silent, means all the thoughts resolve. All the thoughts, the world is, the cognition that the world is not there. Why? Because the first and the foremost of the cognitions, the knowledge I am is also not there. That is when all of us in sleep remain what? Remain, how do we remain in sleep? In sleep, we are. Nobody can deny this fact. Whenever I fall asleep, I disappear. Do we say that? Whenever we fall asleep, we are very much present. It's very clear for us. When we fall asleep, in sleep, are we present or are we not? We are very much in our sleep. We're very much in our sleep. But we are very much in a sleep. We are there not knowing our own existence, not knowing our own presence. So whenever we are not knowing our own presence, we are ourselves. That is when we say what? Then this state of mind is what? We say avidya. There is avidya. What is avidya? Yourself remaining yourself, not knowing your own existence is what? Then there is avidya. That is called what? Stushnim sthitihi. Stushnim sthitihi or nirmanaskatvam. Then you have no mind, isn't it? No mind means what? Not that mind is not there. You are just yourself. And that's called Tushnim Sthitihi. How are you? You are just yourself. You cannot have any identity in sleep. No identity in sleep. You are just yourself. The truth is as it is. Without any identity. Without any knowledge. The truth is there as truth. What is truth? Truth is in the form of pure knowledge. Pure knowledge is without the knowledge of its own existence. That is pure knowledge. And without the manifestation of thoughts. Manasaha tushnim sitihi is called what? Nirmanaskatvam. As though there is no mind. When the mind is silent, how is it? As though there is no mind at all. As there is nothing. As though there is nothing. As though there is no mind. There is only reality. Reality alone is there. As though there is nothing else is there. As though there is no mind. That's what's called nirmanaskatva means tushnim sthitihi. The tushnim sthitihi Now he says what? Sakshitvat. There is a Sakshi. There's something which enjoys the status of being the Sakshi. When there is silence of the mind, Nirmanaskatam stands for Tushnim Sitihi, the silence of the mind, when the vrittis are not there, what is there? Sakshi is there. But without the Sakshi status. And Sakshi is there. How do we know? How do you know Sakshi is there? Because that silence, you can talk about this silence. You can never talk about the silence of the mind when you are fast asleep. When the real mind is really silent, the mind enjoys tushnim sitihi or nirmanaskatvam, when the mind is as though not there. You cannot talk about the silence of the mind. Mind being silence, all the cognitions resolve, thoughts, we said what? The silence of the mind. The thoughts rise, noise of the mind. The silence of the mind is experienced. And to experience silence of the mind, what is there? There's no distance between mind and the consciousness. Just as there's no distance between stillness of the mind, water and this water, there's no distance between the silence of the mind, you know, and the conscious reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. And the knowledge is, there's no other vritti, no thought rises, there's no nothing, there's that just the presence, the sakshi, what now, witnessing the silence of the mind. So nirmanaskatvam or manasaha tushnim sitihi is what? Is witnessed. And that witness is, there is a witness, and the witnessing, that which witnesses the silence of the mind, tushtim sitihi nirmanaskatvam, is the reality, and which is of the nature of knowing. Therefore we say what? Pure consciousness. And that pure consciousness is what? What does it do? By its mere existence, consciousness by its mere existence illumines the silence of the mind. Illumines the nirmanaskriptam. Illumines the noiselessness of the mind. Isn't it? Thoughtless, the thoughts being resolved. Therefore, it is the reality which enjoys existence, okay? Depending upon what? Independently. The formless, abstract, inexplicable reality which enjoys existence independently is what? Is of the nature of knowing, which alone is there as the witness, witnessing the silence of the mind, is pure consciousness, and a pure consciousness is what? Sanmatram. By its mere existence, the consciousness illumines. Therefore, sanmatram, the pure consciousness is the pure existence. And then, sugamam drinam. Sugamam drinam. Drinam for the people. Narana manusha for the people, sugamam means it is easily understandable. Nobody can deny this deep sleep state experience. There is deep sleep state experience. Deep sleep state means manasaha tushnim sthitihi. Mind remaining silent. Mind being calm. Mind, there's a thought, all the thoughts are resolved. A stillness, a silence of the mind, and that is what that is available for experience. But there's no instrument is used there. Conscious reality in the form of conscious obtaining in the form of consciousness, but very nature, but mere existence, what it witnesses the state. Therefore, the reality enjoys the status of being the witness of that. Not by any action, but its mere presence. And that reality is what? that reality is consciousness which enjoys existence independently. Therefore, that consciousness is the existence, is pure nama rupa karma rahitam sat. This pure consciousness is the pure existence. And this is easily understandable for everybody. Sugamam Ndrinam. Now, he's going to explain the next sentence. Mano jrumbhana rahitye. Mano jrumbhana rahitye. Yatha sakshi nirakulaha. Mano jrumbhana rahitye. Yatha sakshi nirakulaha. Nirakulaha. Mano jrumbhana rahitye. Yatha sakshi nirakulaha. Maya jrumbhana tah purvam. Sattaiva nirakulam. Sattathaiva nirakulam. Maya jrumbhana tah purvam. Maya jrumbhana tah purvam. Sattathaiva nirakulam. Okay. See, this word akulaha. Now he's explaining how there is sakshi. Whether mind is functional, whether mind is active, mind is passive, mind is non-functional, it means what? Whether the thoughts rise or thoughts do not rise. Whether the knowledge, there is manifestation or whether manifestation is not there. Whether the cognitions are there or cognitions are not there. Whether the thoughts rise or thoughts do not rise. Thoughts remain resolved. Thoughts can rise, thoughts can remain resolved. The thoughts are resolved, it is tushnim stithihi, noiselessness of the mind. The thoughts rise, the noise of the mind. It can be, mind can be disturbed in terms of noisy mind. It can be a noisy mind, it can be thoughts, or the mind can be silent. As though it is not there, it is thought with any, whether any thoughts, having all the thoughts resolved, their mind can be silent also. Therefore, whatever it is, and that condition of the mind is always witnessed, object of witness. Condition of the mind is always object of witness, which means what is that? Without interfering, without involving, without doing anything, without you moving, without any motion, just merely by its existence, by its mere presence, witnesses. And then by its mere nature, by its mere existence, by its mere nature of knowing, witnessing, what which witnesses the three conditions of the mind. Especially the deep sleep state of mind is called tushnim stithihi, when the cognitions are not there. What is that? And that witness, that which enjoys the status of being the witness, sakshitvam, isn't it? We enjoy sakshitvam is what? Sakshi is always there. What now? Nirakulaha. 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 Nirakula means what now? Without any disturbance. There's no disturbance. There's no superimposition. Nirakula means there is sakshi without any identity. Therefore, no identity. Therefore, no superimposition of limitations. Therefore, there's no wrong error in the perception. In total ignorance, no identity, no perception. There's no perception of the self. perception of one's own self itself is not there, isn't it? Why? Because Sakshi is there as the pure reality without enjoying the status of being the witness, without being set up being knower. When that's there, that's right. Mano jrumbhana rahite. Jrumbhana means expansion here. When the mind is not, mano jrumbhana rahitya means when the mind remains silent. So tushnim sthitihi jrumbhana rahityam nirmanaskatvam, all the words mean the same. Now, jrumbhanam literally means what now? Actually, yani. Ah, is called jrumbhanam. Okay? Kottai vittadana jrumbhanam. So jrumbhanam. But mano jrumbhanam means when the mind is not expanded, means and the thoughts have not risen. All the thoughts remain resolved without any cognition or any perception, any thought, when there is silence on the part of the mind. Noiselessness is then the part of the mind. Jrumbhana rahitya. Rahitya means when there is no, it is not there. Yatha, then what happens? Sakshi. How is Sakshi? When the mind is silent, how is the Sakshi? Is a Sakshi or not? Sakshi is very much present. How? By its mere existence, without doing any action or motion, by its mere existence, by its very nature of knowing, witnessing, the Atma is there as the witness, consciousness. And that which is there as the witness of the silence of the mind, a resolved, passive, non-functional mind is what Sakshi, that which witnesses the passive, non-functional, inactive, silent, noiseless mind. How is the Sakshi? Nirakulaha. Completely without any disturbance. Why nirakara? No identity, no superimposition, no individuality. Sakshi is there without any individuality, as one indivisible, partless whole. In that condition, there is no knower, no knowledge division also. With the non-dual experience, but its mere presence, the Sakshi is there, Nirakulaha. And here he gives an example now. And that Sakshi is what? Pure knowledge. The reality. And the reality, we use the term knowledge just because of its nature of knowing. The Sakshi is pure existence. Sakshi is pure knowledge, is pure existence. Now, in this verse, suddenly, Vidyaranya Swami wants us to understand this is how even before the pralaya, even after the pralaya, maha pralaya, before the srishti also, this is how when the maya is not disturbed. What is maya? The reality is with its power unmanifest. The reality is there as pure reality, holding its power without it being manifest. Reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, a pure existence is there without the manifestation of its power. Without manifestation, after the Mahapralayam, before the Srishti also is what? There is Nirakulaha Puram. Sat tatha eva nirakulam. It's a pure existence also is what? Without any disturbance, without any association with any namarupa karmas. So nirakulam means without any identity, with an association with form, name and function. Nirakulam Sat means the pure existence without any association, identity with any form, name and function. So Suddham Sat means Nirakulam Sat. Nirakulam Sat means as pure existence which is not associated with any form, name and function. Nirakulam Sat Tathayeva. Beautiful. He brings now how there is pure consciousness without any identity, association, with any individuality. When there is manasaha jrumbana rahitye, when the mind is not expanded, mind is non-functional, mind is passive, all the vrittis or cognitions are resolved and you have to analyze your, see your deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, no cognition or whatsoever, no perception whatsoever, so no vrittis. Where are the vrittis? Vrittis are resolved. It's exactly like the waves which rise in the ocean. Imagine the waves rise and resolve and rise and resolve. If the waves resolve for good for some time, the waves without rising, all the waves resolve means there is for some time stillness of water. Isn't it? Similarly, when all the cognitions and perceptions resolve, there is mind, isn't it? How is the mind? Ke jrumbana rahitam manaha. Jrumbana sahitam manaha means what? When the manifestation, jrumbana sahitam. Jrumbana rahitam, all the cognitions resolve, thoughts are not there means, what is there then? There is stillness of mind, disturbance, because a calm mind, quiet mind, noiseless mind, silent mind. Then there is reality which is by its mere existence, which is by its very nature, it witnesses the silence of the mind. And that which witnesses the silence of the mind is what? Pure reality. And which is of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge. In this, that pure knowledge is what? Pure existence. And he says, similarly, before the manifestation of the universe, after the Mahapralaya, before the Srishti also, there is what? There's absolute silence on the part of the reality. What is that silence? The silence means the, when the knowledge is not manifest, what is there? Knowledge is not manifest, it's pure knowledge. Reality remains in the form of pure existence, pure knowledge. There's no manifestation of knowledge. You say Maya is silent means the power of reality is unmanifest. Power of inseparable, intrinsic power of knowing is unmanifest. We call it Maya.
Yeah.
Okay? When there is Maya, the power of reality is not manifest also. That is how pure existence is. You understand the pure consciousness through analyzing your own deep sleep state. Thereby understand this is how pure existence also is in the form of pure consciousness, even when the power of the reality right. In terms of Maya is unmanifest. Is it clear? If it is not clear also, no problem. We'll understand later on. తథా ఏవ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే సిమిలర్లీ సత్ అపి నిరాకులం. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? సత్ ఈజ్ నిరాకులం మీన్స్ వాట్? ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. He says, don't go and search for existence. Don't say existence is not there at all. Don't say shunyam is there. Don't say nothing was there. Okay? There is always, in fact, one thing which never becomes non-existent is what? Existence. Because of its oneness, because of its uniformity, because of its imperceptibility, because of its non-recognizability, we always tend to mistake it as non-existent. It is not shunyam. What is the most important thing here in this verse is, suddenly you are helped to understand existence as pure existence, as what is always there even before the srishti, after the pralaya, before the srishti. You know, to know the reference, there is a time, there is just pure existence, reality remains as pure existence, as pure consciousness. Reality, a pure existence is of pure consciousness without any identity or association with any form, name and function. Shuddha Satta. You can never understand that what is before the Srishti, what is after Pralayam. You can never understand. You can always understand it through the analysis of your own deep sleep state. They have told him many times, how you are in sleep every day, so you will be after death. And how you wake up from sleep every day morning, after death also you wake up in, wake up. But after long sleep, you wake up in a new physical body. Therefore, everything will look as though something new. It is completely incomprehensible for you. And even after pralaya, after a new srishti, after pralaya also, you will be how you are in sleep and death. Nothing will happen. Again, you will wake up after a new srishti. How? Fresh. As though completely everything is new after longest sleep. And this is beautifully explained only in Puranas. Amazing. Amazing calculation of our Puranas. In Puranas is made very, very, very clear. So how many years are there in each yuga? Isn't it? So Krita Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, then Kali Yuga. All the four yugas. Each yuga has so many lakhs of years. And the four yugas together constitute what? Four yugas constitute. You have time. We'll see that. We'll tell you. So yugas. Then. We have. The yugas constitute. The yugas. Then we have to talk about the manvantara. Talk about the kalpa. So such a long period. And within this one yuga itself, we'd have gone and come many, many, many times. So we don't need to worry about the kalpa at all. There are 14 manvantaras form one kalpa. Chaturdasha manvantarani, you got one kalpa. You don't have English words for those, okay? No English words. Kalpa is the longest period of time. And 14 manvantarani form the one kalpa. And four yugas form one Mahayuga. And 71 Mahayugas form one Manvantara. And 14 Manvantaras form one Kalpa. Understood now? Four yugas form one Mahayuga. 71 Mahayugas form one Manvantara. 14 Manvantaras form one Kalpa. One Kalpa means imagine, mind boggling. My God, you can't calculate. And after every Kalpa, what will happen? Whole Jagat will become, will collapse means what? That's why we don't need to worry about the new age people's the predictions. 2018, the world is going to disappear. Oh, what's going to happen? The world is going to, something people, so what? Let the world happen. The beauty is, whatever happens to the world, you will be safe. That is the most important thing. Whatever happens in the world, you will be very, very safe. Thanks to Yasacharya, you know, but for him, we would not have had something called Puranas. Amazing. The Puranas depict all the subtle facts. They personified. That's okay. But amazing thing is, the time has been thoroughly analyzed. What is this time factor? The thorough analysis of the time factor. And when does the whole Jagat will resolve? The total deluge will take place definitely. How many? When? Every Kalpa, okay? In every Kalpa, there will be resolution of the Jagat. Again, there will be new manifestation. Kalpa. Kalpa adhi, Kalpa antam. One Kalpa, my God, is what? 14 Manvantarani form one Kalpa. And what is the Manvantaram? 71 Mahayugas form one Manvantaram. And what is, you know, so what is a Mahayuga? Four Yugas form one Mahayuga. You have to really need a big pencil and paper, okay, to calculate the number of years. You can't just take it. And once in Mahayuga, what happens? Kalpa, once in a Kalpa, whole world is also, the most important thing Shastram tells us is, you will be safe. Nothing will happen to you. Why? In you, this Jagat, Avyaktat, Jagat becomes unmanifest as your own power. When the power of, when the Jagat is not there, means the, your power of knowing. What is the power? There's no power of the reality. The only power of the reality is power of knowing. Just as burning is the power of the fire, no, illuminating the power of the light, knowing is the power of the reality. There's no such thing called a power separately sitting outside of the reality. Just the reality alone is. Amazing. It is this power of knowing. Because of its manifestation, the whole Jagat becomes what? Manifest. The power of manifest knowing resolves. Unmanifest means the whole Jagat becomes as well as non-existent. Therefore, the Jagat never enjoys independent existence means always Jagat does not exist outside of the manifestation of knowledge. And the Jagat includes what? Time and space also. And they have, how long the time has been calculated for? Beautifully. People have not even gone to one yuga. Okay? We all discussed four yugas and four yuga and Mahayuga and Mahayuga and seven Manvantara and Manvantara to Kalpa. I'll do detail in detail our other Puranakas also. Anyway, what I want to say here, there is a Ma. After Mahapralaya, before Srishti also, what happens? there will be reality, one secondless, non-dual, independent, all-pervasive, motionless, actionless reality, and which is of the nature of knowing, which enjoy, exists always means, and they exist, pure existence is that reality. Okay. After Pralayam, before Srishti also, there's pure existence. Nama, Rupa, Karma, Rahitam. Shuddha Satta. It's called Nirakulam Satta. Nirakulam Satta, Tatha Yeva Asti. See, exactly. That the pure existence is without any association with any form, name and function. Even when the Maya Jrumbana Rahitye, when the Maya is resolved, Maya Yaha Jrumbanam, when the Maya yarns, whole Jagat is there. Okay? And the whole Jagat is unmanifested. What now? The Maya Jrumbana Rahitye. What is Maya? The power of reality, which is simply given the separate name as Maya. Don't think for Maya. Okay, there's not just the reality alone is. How powerful the reality is, you cannot make out. When the reality alone is, you cannot make out how powerful the reality is. You understand how powerful the reality is only when the whole universe is, isn't it? You're able to see the world. It is the reality which is manifest, you know, as vrittis, which is called manifestation of reality, is manifestation of the power. Manpower is what known, cognitions, the whole world shines. We call what now creative power. Where is the power? So this power of reality in terms of knowing is not manifest. Then no, it's called no Maya. Okay, Maya means what? The power of unmanifest, undifferentiated, the incomplete power of reality, not by the term Maya is unmanifest. Then what happens? The whole Jagat resolves means there is no association with Nama Rupa Karma. The existence without any association with the Nama Rupa Karmatmakam Jagat is what? Pure existence. Pure existence is there. Tathayeva, in the same way, pure existence is there. Even when the Maya Jrumbanam is not, Maya Yaha Jrumbanam is not, the power is not manifest. Pure existence is there without association with the Namarupa Karmatmakam, Karmakyam Jagate, without association with this universe. Okay, the pure existence is pure knowledge. And how do you understand that? You have to analyze your own deep sleep state. Isn't it? What is, we say, when you manasaha jrumbana rahitye. Is it? Jrumbana rahitye. So, mano jrumbana rahitye. When the mind also remains still, having all the thoughts resolved, without any cognition, then what is what? Sakshitvena, what is there, enjoying the status of being the witness, what is there is what? Without the status of being the witness, that which witnesses, without recurring to use any of the instruments of knowledge, that by knows, by its mere presence, is what? Is reality. This reality is pure consciousness, which is the pure existence. It makes us understand the fact. Okay? So manojrumbana rahitye sakshi nirakulaha. Sakshi, the witness consciousness is what? Without any individuality, without any identity, without any, as with any form, name and function. Similarly, maya jrumbana rahit, jrumbanataha puram, even before the manifestation of the power of reality, also there is what? Nirakulam sat tatha eva. The pure existence is, without assuming any form and name and function, the pure existence is there. Which means, don't say that. In fact, they have no idea of what is kalpa. They have no idea of what is manifestation. They have no idea. Okay. We are now in the seventh manvantara. Seven more manvantaras are there, my God. And how many yugas you can calculate? How many manvantaras? Seven more manvantaras are there for the whole kalpa to come to an end, for one Mahapraya to happen. Okay, because in this country, a lot of new age people, okay? And there's a place, all these new age mad people get together and live. And they discuss all these things. We should not even say that, you know, we should not make them feel bad. And there was some big rumor. The world was going to, you know, get destroyed in 2 years something. Nice people, very nice people. Unfortunately, they give so much, they give a lot of insecure fear. And all, so to stop that, they were all wanted to do some side meditation. Light the candles and sit down and be even quiet. Nice people. At least some believe that they keep quiet for some time. Try to do something. They don't know what to do. And our shastras tell you what? Let Mahapalayam come. At any palaya comes. So what? You are there every year after year. You are there every day. Sleep after day after day after day. You are always there. You see the changes. Month after month you are there. Year after year you are there. Isn't it? Yuga after yuga you are there. Manvantara after manvantara you are there. Kalpa after kalpa you are there. Nothing happens to you. You are always pure consciousness. And you are essentially a pure existence. This I'm adding, it's not part of the verse, but still understanding. And we go to understand that. That's why you can say saham satchit anandaha. Aham satchit anandaha you have to say. But only thing, if you want the world to be there forever, that is impossible. Okay? That will go and come. You will be there, the world goes and comes. Unfortunately, whenever the world goes, you think you go. In you, the world goes and comes. But you think that you are going and coming in the world. Who is going and coming here? The world goes and world comes back. But you are there without going and without coming back. But you think you go and come. What a big this, isn't it? So, tatha eva nirakulam sat bhavati maya jrumbanataha puram. Before the manifestation of power of reality, known by the term Maya also, in terms of manifestation of knowledge also, there is pure knowledge. Manifest knowledge means there is existence manifest. Existence with Namaru. Manifestation of knowledge is equal to existence with form, name and function. Sakulam sat. Sakulam sat means existence with form, name and function. When the manifestation of knowledge is not there, there's a pure